Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet, Lord, a light to our path, and may we hide it in our heart and treasure it, Lord. Amen. All right. Some thoughts today. Been just thinking a lot lately about just the work of the Holy Spirit and just what he does. I mean, what he does among us and the goal of all the gifts and everything that he does. I just think we're in a real time where the Lord is kind of bringing two worlds together. Charismatic world, right? Charismatic world is not, you know, not a weird word or anything like that. It's just a biblical word that comes from the word gift. The word gift is charisma, right? Which is, just means gifts. And if you believe that the Holy Spirit is still operative today and has gifts, then you're charismatic, really. You might not say that I am, right, or want to own up to that, but you actually really are. And there's this a stream where it's just real, which is good, just solid biblical teaching of about the character and the person of Christ, you know. The Lord's just kind of blending them together because they go together, right? Because the ultimate goal and gift of the Spirit is to bring forth the life of Christ within us, right? Jesus himself. And as we talked about yesterday, that they are all actually, we won't go into that much today, they actually are him, the gifts are. But Romans chapter 8, this is just scripture we hear all the time, but may we hear it again fresh. We know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Probably the most famous verse ever, right? Great refrigerator verse. For those whom he foreknew, he predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that we would be the firstborn among the brethren. And those who he predestined, he called, and those whom he called, he justified, and those who he justified, he glorified. In other words, he did everything. He called you, he justified you, he glorified you, everything, so that you would be conformed into the image of Christ, right? You're pushed into that, to Jesus, right? Not that we try to go around imitating him. You're being conformed to him, a person, his image, right? And so that is the, you know, he's just talking about there how the Spirit helps our weaknesses in verse 27, 28. We don't know how to pray as we should, so the Spirit's directing us there, right? So I'll read this couple of scriptures for you in Ephesians chapter 4. It's kind of saying the same thing, but actually uses the gifts, the word the gifts. But to each one of us, grace was given, this Ephesians chapter 4, according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth when he was buried and when he went to set the captives free? And he who descended is himself also he who ascended above all things so that he might now fill all things, right? Jesus. And all through Ephesians, it talks about that we would be filled up to the knowledge, we would be filled up to the fullness of God, to the fullness of God, which is Christ. It says, he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, right? Talks about all those gifts in 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, right? Because one thing the Spirit did in all of Romans, if you don't miss, can't miss this in 1 Corinthians 12, is the Holy Spirit baptized you into the body of Christ, right? So he baptizes you into the fullness, into the body of Christ. So, and we talked about that a good bit yesterday. So he did all that, gave all these gifts, so the body of Christ would be built up, right? In you. And you're a part of that. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith, or the oneness, right? to we all. This is all what the building of the body of Christ. We all attain to unity, or that word is oneness of faith, of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God, which is intimate knowledge. So he gave gifts to men so that we would come in unity or oneness with him, that we would grow in our intimate knowledge of God, right? To a mature man, right? Which means complete, or the scale. So, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature, which belongs, or which is, the fullness of Christ, right? So, he gave gifts so that we would all grow in Christ-likeness, right? He would call us up to this, the fullness of God, or this, and it uses the word, I think it uses the word mature man, right? And because it's not really talking about in general man and woman, but it's talking about a mature man, Jesus, right? Till we grow up in maturity in Christ, because he is conforming us, because we're in union with him, into his image. And then it goes on. It's really cool stuff. So as a result, we're no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Christ, in Christ, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in Christ in love, right? So that doesn't mean that, that kind of puts a different little perspective on it, that the gifts are not there so we can just enjoy them and have all these cool feelings and, you know, flop around on the floor and stuff, even though that does happen at times. I've seen that happen, right? But there's a reason that's happening to you or me, right? Is because the Spirit's working there, conforming me into the image of Jesus. And whatever is happening to me at that moment, I need it. Most of the time when that happens, it's just a person is getting healed, right? They're getting healed. There's like this breakthrough and stuff like that. And we can go into that some other time and why some of that happens, you know. In the Old Testament, it gives a story in the Chronicles one time where these priests are all in, they're all in the temple, and they're worshiping God, and the glory of God comes in there, comes in the temple, falls on them, and they can't stand up, right? Because of the glory of God is just so strong on them, right? That's for another time. So all of those things are there for a reason, right? Not that we start, exalting them and just getting caught up in them and going to different things so we can have an experience, right? Even though God is good and he does that, and he does have, we have our five senses, and he is a very physical person, and he knows we're physical people, and he touches us physically, and that's really cool. But the goal there is till we grow up into the fullness of Christ, to maturity, to where we're becoming Christ-like. Not just, again, not just imitators of Christ, but wherein is his life in us. We're in union with him, right? Where Jesus is living through me and my particular personality and the way he made me and the way he made you, right? Where Jesus is doing that, living that. That's the goal of it, right? So I can experience him. I can become more like him. Where I can, the body of Christ, where we're, that's why it's so important. The Holy Spirit is so important. You know, just in so many different ways. It's the helper, the Spirit of truth. Because, again, I was rereading all that stuff in John, because Jesus said he'll take of me, take of mine, and disclose it to you. That word disclose, just to make real, to give evidence of. So that means every part of Jesus, his life, the Holy Spirit is making that real to me. And he's conforming me into the image of Christ, That's what the gifts are all about. And it's important that I embrace those gifts, because in the body of Christ, which you're part of the body of Christ too, right? We have a responsibility to each other in the body. And that part of the body of Christ is to, because he says there, I just read that, to the proper working of each individual part causes the growth of the body. So you are significant in the body of Christ. Jesus lives in you. And there's a proper working of each individual part. That's why it's so cool when we, if you go to conferences or whatever, we have a conference on about the gifts of the Spirit and learning about them and maybe what my particular place in within the body, corporate body of Christ is, so I can do my proper thing, which is to help the other people come into maturity, the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ, who is all and in all, right? So it's such a great thing. The Lord is blending these things, I really believe now, where you're walking in the character of Christ, but also the power. Okay? We can't do without it. We need both, right? We need the character of Christ. We need the holiness of God, the who he is, the love of God and everything, and then we need the power of God. They're one and the same, because they're all the same person, Jesus. So I pray that would just stir in you, the Holy Spirit would stir. You know, he's always at work in us. That's what that word means. Context, God works all things together, right? Not just so I can be happy and right. But God is working all things together for my good, keep reading, to conform me into the image of Christ. Right? That's why he's doing that. So there's always this thing going on, right? The dying of Jesus, the death of Jesus, the conforming into Jesus, to conform us to Jesus, to bring us into that place where we really want to be. Amen?
Amen.
So, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for your work, Holy Spirit. Thank you for, Lord, just how patient you are with all of us. Lord, apart from Christ, we can do nothing. You haven't called us to imitate you. You've called us to participate in your life. You just want to be yourself in us. So thank you, Lord, for every person in here, Lord. Thank you for the work that you're doing in their lives. And may every person here know that you're real. There's some people, Lord, who just really need to know that you're real and that you love them. So do that work, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.